Didn't do any harm at all. It's 23 minutes after 12 o'clock, Northside 99.3. I just have a surprise guest who just walked in the door. I can't believe it. Daniel O'Donnell. Say good day, Daniel.
How are you doing, Barry? Nice to see you.
You too. You're looking really well.
Well,
yes,
sure,
indeed.
Doing
so,
my best.
Yes, well, whatever you're eating, it's certainly agreeing with you anyway. That's for sure. Yeah, it's wonderful. So is this the very start of your tour?
No. We've been to New Zealand, and we had a couple of shows in Melbourne.
Right.
And we were on the Gold Coast for two nights and Brisbane.
Right.
So we have tonight here in the Opera House, and then tomorrow night at Wollongong or Thirroul, is it?
Thirroul.
Yeah. And Anita's Theatre. And
that's
then
a
you
lovely theatre.
Is it? I'm looking. Everybody says it's lovely.
God,
and
yeah.
Then on is it Sunday? We're in Newcastle.
Yeah, that's right.
And
yeah.
Then we're in Adelaide and Perth, and that's us.
And that's the finish of the tour, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
God, you've been on the go for a fair
while. Aye, a wee bit. You know, we started on the 21st, or maybe I can't mind the date now. Can't remember the date, should I say. I can't mind.
Don't worry about it. It's I'll just look and I'll just check, make sure I'm... It's the 8th, man, it's the 8th, yeah.
It's the 8th today, I know it's the 8th today, and we're here in the Opera House tonight.
The Opera House, look, listeners, you got to see this guy, he is fantastic. I've been to many of his concerts over the years, and a great venue, the Opera House, of course. I don't know if there's seats left, but
there
do your
some,
best.
There yeah, can. Yeah.
I get in there as fast as you can, because it's going to be just fantastic. You know, Daniel, you've had a hit song for the past 30 years. How on earth did you manage to do that, man?
Well, a great following, really. You know, the audience that makes it all possible. And, you know, here in Australia too, it's 31 years since I first came
right.
to do shows here. And this is our 16th tour.
16th?
Aye, on the 31.
I want to play this song. This is, how lucky I must be. I got to play this one.
Good.
This is... You're getting better at this. You're really starting to get a hang of things,
aren't
you?
I'm kind of now, after all the years, maybe getting to used to it.
Let me just play that. You got to listen to this one. I've been playing this for the past few weeks.
Oh, lovely.
It can't help
I'll
it.
Sing it tonight, so if that's the case.
I hope you do, because it really is excellent. How lucky I must be.
Stop and make me say, thank you, Lord, for giving me the chance that I might see. Pretty flowers all around, a butterfly that makes no sound. That's when I stop and tell myself how lucky I must be. Rambling roses round the door, I could ask for nothing more. Filled with laughter and with love, the warm sunshine upon my face, sweet memories time can't erase. No wonder that I tell myself how lucky I must be. Look at me, I'm wild and free, how lucky I must be. Rambling roses round the door, I could ask for nothing more. A home that's filled with laughter and with love. The warm sunshine upon my face, sweet memories time can't erase. No wonder that I tell myself how lucky I must be. Stop and made me say thank you.
the chance that I might see pretty flowers all around, butterfly that makes no sound. That's when I stop and tell myself how lucky I must be. That's when I stop and tell myself how lucky I must be.
Little bit more. That's a fantastic song.
Sharing all your hopes and all your dreams, and in the distance far away an eagle cries, it seems to say, look at me, I'm wild and free, how lucky I must be. Rambling roses round the door, I could ask for nothing more. A home that's filled with laughter and wind, sunshine upon my face, sweet memories time can't erase. No wonder that I tell myself how lucky I must be. Everywhere I look today made me stop and made me say, thank you, Lord, for giving me the chance that I might see pretty flowers all around, butterfly that makes no sound. That's when I stop and tell myself how lucky I must be. That's when I stop and tell myself how lucky I must be.
How good is that song? My only complaint about that song, Daniel, is it's not long enough. That's why I like to extend it. It's fantastic.
I know, it is good. Isla Grant that wrote that one.
Isla Grant, huh?
Great writer, Isla.
And Al Grant, and they're still on the go? They're still doing their thing?
I don't know. I haven't heard from them now in a wee while, but I'm sure they are, you know. Isla has written some great songs, a great ability to write, and a lovely singer too. Both of them are great singers.
You know, Al Grant, he sounds
very
so much
Jim
like
Reeves. I very like him.
I remember playing Jim Reeves and him afterwards. Mm. Sounded the
I
same.
Know, I
how do you do that?
Very, very like him. And I don't think he tries. That's just his voice.
That's just incredible. So whenever you do your touring, do you go on a souvenir hunt on all the places that you go to?
Ah, God, no, I don't. I stopped the souvenirs. House is full. No, you're just now, I suppose. I mean, I've been here a good few times, but, you know, today, this is the first time that, you know, we did the opera house years ago, and then we always did the State Theatre.
Right.
So it's a long time since we were in the opera house, but I would always go down to the opera house myself every time I'm here, just to look at it. It's such an amazing sight to see it. So it'll be lovely again to be in it. Now, we always love the State too. You couldn't beat the State.
I think Sydney, I've been here many, many years, 50 years actually. I love Sydney. Sydney is a very, very interesting city. There's all sorts of things you can, you never get bored here, you know. I'm looking at Phil has just come in, yeah. Phil Rosen, he just does the show before me. He's going to take a photograph or two, if that's okay with
that's
you,
right.
Daniel. Yeah, I've got your lovely LP here, the latest and latest album. It's called Yes, the same as that song I just played, How Lucky I Must Be. Have you any other favourite tracks on this? I'm sure there's lots of favourites.
Sure, whatever you want to play, it doesn't matter.
Right. Well, you can sing anything, can't you?
Well, sure, I'd try it.
You've got that
I'd try a
voice.
Whole lot, whether I can sing them or not, I don't know.
Well, we were polite and we'd listen anyway. Here's one here. Will you dance with me, Annie?
Oh, that's nice, that one, yeah.
Daniel O'Donnell, here we go. The man himself is sitting in front of me here. It's amazing.
I found a box of old letters while looking one day in an old bedside locker I was throwing away. A box full of memories of a journey that led to a lifetime.
time together. And here's how it read: will you dance with me, Annie? With your darling Jack, let's step out together and never look back. And I'll hold you so tightly, never letting you go. Will you dance with me, Annie? 'Cause I love you so. It became clear to see their hearts had grown closer in their own love story. With dreams of the future in their own special way, show their love for each other on their wedding day. Will you dance with me, Annie? With your darling Jack, let's step out together and never look back. And I'll hold you so tightly, never letting you go. Will you dance with me, Annie? 'Cause I love you so. Will you dance with me, Annie? With your darling Jack, let's step out together and never look back. And I'll hold you so tightly, never letting you go. Will you dance with me, Annie? 'Cause I love you so. Will you dance with me, Annie? 'Cause I love you so.
This is Daniel O'Donnell with Barry Mack on Northside Radio 99.3 FM.
Thank you very much for your time. I know you're a man in a hurry, and you took the time to come into Northside. We very much appreciate it.
Oh no, it's great. So you're playing me records forever, and I talk to you every so often, and it just worked out that you're on today and we're here today, and you know, it suits fine.
Brilliant. No, we just play your songs because we like your songs.
Oh, thanks.
That's the thing. And we like it. Of course, Daniel is on this evening. If you can possibly get there, the Opera House this evening.
It starts at 8:30.
Half eight.
You'll have plenty of time, even if you're not ready.
Okay.
You have plenty of time to get ready.
Oh, don't worry.
So I hope people will be able to stay for the whole, they will be able to stay for the whole show.
Absolutely. Well, once you get in
we
there.
We normally start a bit earlier, but this is there's something else on today. So they have to start at 8:30, but be good.
So normally you start a bit earlier, do you?
Normally start about 7 or so, you know, because I don't... It's hard to get me stopped.
Yeah, I know that. But not only that, after the show you go out and you meet the people. He doesn't go and hide. He goes out and he shakes hands with people, and they love him to bits because he's the ultimate showman, I'll tell you. He just... you get huge value. There's not an inch of the stage that this man does not cover. And I don't know, have you any idea how many songs you sing? There's
on a night, I don't know. I suppose maybe 30-something, I would say.
Oh, I tell you. So what do you drink Guinness
plenty
or something?
Plenty water and honey and all sorts of stuff.
Very good, very good. What keeps you going, I mean, running around the world?
Well, I enjoy the singing. I mean, I don't tour as much as I used to. I take a bit more time off, you know, but... I still enjoy it, you know, when we're in the doing the shows, and you know, we've had a great time this time, you know, going around and meeting people. We haven't been here for 5 years, so it's a long time. It's the longest we've ever been away from coming here. We used to come pretty much every 2 years, so it's lovely to see people again. And
you know,
there's a lot of young people from Ireland here now, and there's quite a few of them going to the show tonight that I know even.
I met somebody yesterday from Dundalk. He's only been here 9 months or so, and I think he'll be doing that as well, because there's nothing like a bit of Ireland when you're not
in
Ireland.
Well, I suppose, you know, when you're away from home, there is a great sense of, you know, if something comes, it brings a wee bit of home to you, even though I know we have plenty connection with social media and all that now. But I suppose when you're away, you get more, you'd be more Irish than, and now our show's not all Irish, there's no, it's not like it's all Irish songs, there's a scattering of Irish songs in it, but there's still that feeling of Ireland, you know, we
sure.
use videos and all that sort of thing as well.
Yours is an Irish and international show, it covers a lot of genres.
Well, I do a lot of country and a wee bit of rock and roll and inspirational, whatever.
You can't sing Irish all the time, because it's when you're not in Ireland, you have to cope.
That's the way I always did it. Even at home, you know, we just sing a mixture of stuff. So, and then the songs that, you know, that I had success with, a lot of them are not Irish songs.
No, I would say that the you should pick out your best songs and extend them, because your best songs, they're just short, man.
I know.
If they were longer, they'd be brilliant.
I think that's what all the radios... Years ago, you couldn't have a record longer than, what was it, 2 minutes or something?
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to play this again, this How Lucky I Must Be, but I'd like you to pick I've got this lovely album, his latest album, How Lucky I Must Be.
And show me it again now, let's see what will I...
And I want you to sign it for me as well, please. Wouldn't mind.
Sure, there's lots. Any song at all that you want to play.
Well, you just can you pick a number?
Well, what will I be singing tonight? I might sing Ring of Gold, Gift of Silver. That's a nice one.
What number is that?
That's number 12. And, Leading Lady is nice too. Patsy Kavanagh wrote that.
What number is that one?
What do we see now? What number is that? Number 5. I'll Patsy wrote Home to My Donegal as well.
I'll go to number 5. Here we go, this is brilliant.
If my life was a movie and I was a star, there's so many things I'd redo. There are parts that I know I take from the story, for I know they've earned poor reviews. But if I got the chance now to retell my story, there's some things that I wouldn't hide. All my best scenes are the times when you've been standing right here at my side. So I'd like to say thank you to my leading lady. That's one thing that I'm so proud of. From the very first scene, the opening moment, you've made it a story of love.
don't get chances to retell our story, or take back not one single line. All that we've been as we live through each scene is how we're remembered in time. But you played your part from the opening moment. You just seemed to sense what was right, and you added color when things looked gray, and nothing ends up black and white. So I'd like to say thank you to my leading lady. That's one thing that I'm so proud of. From the very first scene, the opening moment, you've made it a story of love. Yes, you've made it a story of love.
You said Patsy Cavanagh wrote that song?
He wrote that, Patsy Cavanagh. He also wrote Home to My Donegal. He's written a lot of songs, but suppose Home to My Donegal as the best known for, you know, everybody, you know, Irish at least.
So anyway, you're about halfway through the tour. What's sort of been the highlight so far?
Actually, we had a great, you know, every night has been good.
Yeah.
You know, the audiences are super, great reaction and very appreciative, so we enjoy it. And sure, hopefully tonight will be equally as good now and the other nights this left.
Well, you have a huge loyal following.
Oh, very much so. Very much so. You know, some people have been coming every year that we came here. They're at the show, you know, and yeah, it'll be the same the night.
And I've quite a few connections in Canada, in Toronto, and they love you over there too, let me
tell you. Yeah, we'll be going there now, and well, not to Toronto. We're in the east, way over on the west coast of Canada,
right,
in May. But then in November or in September, we'll be in places around Toronto, and you know.
Right, so you're going to Vancouver and places like that first.
That's right.
Well, there you go. That's, you want to pick it so that. At least, you know, don't go there in the wintertime and you get frozen acids.
I know.
a couple of months ago, it was minus 19
degrees. I know it was, surely, yeah.
It's cruel stuff. Well, that's good. Well, I'm very glad to see you. I'm going to play another couple of your tracks. You're a man in a hurry.
That's all right. Listen, thanks very much, Barry, and thanks to everybody listening too, and hopefully see some of you tonight.
Oh, God, yes. Listeners, try and get to see Daniel, because honestly, the guy's something special. His act is... it's really good. You'll never forget it. I tell you, if you go to one of his concerts, you'll go to them all as soon as you hear he's in town. And it's been 5 years, a long time.
I know. Well, sure. It was the way it was. The way we were supposed to come in 2020 and then all things stopped.
Well, there you go. Anyway, I'm going to play another couple of your tracks.
All right.
You look after yourself. And
God bless.
Thanks very much for
coming.
Thanks
a million.
It was fantastic. Here we go.
Silver, on this day I give to you, when our vows we'll seal forever, with those simple words I do, may our ties remain unbroken, and our words be never cold, so take my gift of silver, and wear my ring of upon your finger, to seal our love on this our wedding day, and the years we have, we'll see them out together.
and we'll face whatever trials may come our way. Ring of gold and gift of silver, on this day I give to you, when our vows we'll seal forever with those simple words I do. Morning is my bond through life, and this I promise you. From this day, what's mine will be as yours now, darling. You're my wife, and all I'll need to see me through. Silver, on this day I give to you, when our vows we'll seal forever with those simple words I do. May our ties remain unbroken and our words be never cold. So take my gift of silver and wear my ring of. Silver.